lost island. It was never supposed to be found, but it was found by William Joseph Shakespeare. Gilligan's Island, right near New Hebrides. The Hebrews owned that island. Every soul on earth lived on that island. It was like a people's symphony. Everyone lived on that island. It was his best play, the best play he ever wrote. A classic of the ages. It was the classic of the ages. William Joseph Shakespeare, Gilligan's Island. It was an island like Castle Island, only 10 times as big. They were all natives. Nearly all of them were Hebrews. James Joseph Gilligan, where he got that name, I don't know. James Gilligan, James Joseph. He was like any one of us. He was a citizen, same as any one of us. He used to have plenty to say. He used to be what you'd call a top man. He was like a mayor or a governor. He was a governor of the island. He had more to say than anyone else. He was an exceptionally good leader. They'd do anything he wanted them to do. He was a great leader of people, and that could be French, German, Italian, Spanish, any nationality, but they'd listen to what he had to say, and then they'd follow through. He was a great leader of men, women, and children.
Posing at the bar. Posing.
Posing sitting down.
Posing.
Posing in the distance.
Posing.
Posing with my arm.
Posing.
Posing with my leg.
Posing.
Posing like a swan.
Posing.
Posing for a portrait.
Posing a threat. Hey, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 you think you know fashion, but fashion's a stranger. You think fashion's your friend, my friend, fashion is danger.
Moscow, Berlin, Paris, London, Tokyo, Wellington, Rome, Geneva, New York City, York City.
Ooh, you think you know fashion, but fashion's a stranger. You think fashion's your friend, my friend, fashion is danger.
Bad fashion. Bad fashion. Bad fashion. Bad fashion.
The great steel guitar players of America, Speedy West, and a wonderful arrangement of Lover. Speedy West!
details of the Queen Mother's record collection were published this week. I wasn't particularly interested, to be honest, until I noticed the sentence, Her Majesty's musical tastes were influenced by the time she spent in Jamaica as a child.
Now and then in the palace they would have a sing-song. Everybody pick a tune and they all sing along. But on every occasion, the grand finale, but when Granny get up and she sing Bob Marley.
Well, she came from Jamaica and that's where she learned to groove.
Oh, the Queen Mother.
She would try to make the royal family move.
Oh, the Queen Mother.
When the others went out to meet the peasants and chat.
Oh, the Queen Mother.
She would skunk round the palace in a big rasta hat. She would frighten the corgis as she wind round the place.
Oh, the Queen Mother.
Calling out to the footmen to turn up the bass.
Oh, the Queen Mother.
Call herself one and one when she mean I and I.
Oh, the Queen Mother.
There were time her royal highness were definitely high.
Oh,
you ready? Okay, go.
Is for the album. Okay, I'm gonna listen to it back now. I gotta go back to work.
Thank you. To pretty girls who disappear one day only to wake up the next in the world's wildest hellhole of bizarre cruelty. Island of Lost Girls. Don't miss Island of Lost Girls, an exciting experience in a world of stimulating entertainment, teamed with Nice Girl, the story of a cute girl next door who decided she would rather misbehave than lead a dull life. And misbehave she does, going from one man to another looking for the perfect lover. Starring Bobby Benton, the darling of Playboy magazine and country music. It's all in one super show. Island of Lost Girls plus Nice Girl, starring Bobby Benton. Both in color and rated R for adults.
that was Reassociation, 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 that was Reassociation.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are still at Babyland. And that wrapped up the first portion of this evening's program, a lovely free association, if ever there was one. Thank you all for your assistance in this matter. All of you. Now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we begin, you know I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Kahimi P. Pie, where P stands for punk. Oh, Kahimi. Kahimi has a long background with Bubbles in the Think Tank. She was the child cat of Sweetie Pie, who was the cat that stayed with the human known as Hot Todd, who used to call into the program. He was kind enough to keep me at his place for about a month in the transition time when I left Cincinnati and moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And during that time, Sweetie Pie got knocked up. And so since it happened on my watch, I felt like I should take one of the litter. And so Hot Todd decided... I wasn't there when the litter was born, but he decided that Kahimi had the most personality of the bunch, and that was the one he'd keep for me. Aww. So Kahimi just passed away at 16. I love that little punk. I haven't seen her in a few years, and that makes me sad. Also to note, Kahimi is probably the first cat of mine that our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., was obsessed with. Only of my cats, not of all cats. I can't imagine that that all started with me. Anyway, it's the initial radio obituary for Kahimi P. Pie right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The post-initial radio obituary is for Richie Cole, the American jazz sax player, composer, and arranger. He started out his big career in 1969 when he joined Buddy Rich's big band. He went on to work with Lionel Hampton's big band and Doc Severinsen's big band. Apparently, he liked big bands. But after all those big bands, he formed his own quintet and toured worldwide, developing his own alto madness bebop style in the 1970s. He performed with Nancy Wilson, Tom Waits, Hank Crawford, Freddie Hubbard, and many, many others, recording over 50 albums. Richie Cole just passed away at 72. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul that snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above there in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? And tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go a-talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together can endure a hurricane. My baby, won't you please let me love you and get a relief from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me, baby, please? Pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear.
Oh, baby, you made me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a true place to keep our lovely state of mind. I am so tired of being without love. Never know what love's about. Take Moody, you can come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to. I'm through. There I go, there I go, there I go.
Wow. bubble baby do de to bu ba de 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 de
named Lola. See, we was drinking some green chartreuse and we fall by a little joint called Dupree's Paradise. Had a couple of highballs, see, man. Ended up at a little rib joint for some barbecue, man. But I'm sorry I lost track of time, and man, I'm sorry.
The next radio obituary is for David E. Gluck. He had an infamous and uncredited role in John Waters' 1972 comedy Pink Flamingos, going on to work later as a computer analyst at the Social Security Administration. Pink Flamingos was his only movie role and solo performance, where he performed the Trashmen's Surfin' Bird, the 1963 single. You can see his face briefly, but no one ever recognized him as he bent over facing the camera and started gyrating his buttocks open and closed like his anus was singing to the music. John Waters said we called him the singing anus. The scene lasted for a little more than a minute. David E. Gluck just passed away at 70. I'd like to thank the members of our ever-embiggening staff to make sure that this one did not go unnoticed, as though it ever could. But we do thank the numerous members of the Ever and Beginning staff for their assistance in this matter. Thank you all. Now it's time for the post-initial radio obituary for David E. Gluck right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner, well, a bird. Bird. The bird's a winner, well, a bird. 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 Well, a bird is a winner, well, a bird. Bird. The bird's a winner, well, a bird. 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 Well, a bird is a winner, well, a bird. Bird. The bird, a bird, well, a bird. 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 Well, a bird's a winner, well, a bird. Bird. The bird's a winner, well, a bird. 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 Well, a bird is a winner, well, a bird. Bird. The bird's a winner, well, I don't you know about the bird. Well, everybody's talking about the bird. Well, a bird. Bird. The bird, a bird, a winner.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Mercedes Mendoza Suasti, the Ecuadorian singer. She just passed away at 93 and is the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Vera Lynn, the British singer, songwriter, and entertainer whose musical recordings and performances were largely popular during the Second World War. She was widely known as the Forces Sweetheart and gave outdoor concerts for the troops in Egypt, India, and Burma. She did that as part of the Entertainment's National Service Association. She was associated with songs like We'll Meet Again, The White Cliffs of Dover, and There'll Always Be an England. Vera Lynn just passed away at 103. She is the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mm-hmm. isn't it odd how people will nod whenever you strike a pose?
I'm like Cinderella tonight.
And I am your fellow tonight.
When we appear, we're certain to hear
a series of ahs and ohs. All the music will blare, the people will stare.
The moment they see us anywhere, I think they'll think we're Lord and Lady Rouges.
I can picture just how the waiters will bow.
Well, I must be a social wow. I'll bet they'll bet we're Lord and Lady Rouges.
We'll be rubbing elbows with the best society, and when we do,
they'll observe some hidey-hidey they never knew.
We'll be happy until the music is still.
But baby, when they present the bill, I think they'll think we're Lord and Lady Rouges.
And penultimate radio obituary is for Lucky Peterson, the American musician who played contemporary blues, fusing soul, R&B, gospel, and rock and roll. He played guitar and keyboards and was called by music journalist Tony Russell the only blues musician to have had national television exposure in short pants. Why would someone say that? Well, it's because Willie Dixon saw the 5-year-old Lucky Peterson performing in a club in Buffalo. He took him under his wing, and Peterson went on to perform on The Tonight Show, The Ed Sullivan Show, and What's My Line. Lucky Peterson just passed away at 55. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've been trying to open myself, baby, and stop believing the lies I kept repeating. But you were true, yeah. It's a part of my life. I told you everything would be fine, and I turned my back when you said to me, "I love was just not right." I've run out of time playing games with you. I've only got time making love with you. I've run out of time playing games with you. I've only got time making love with you.
still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Maury Conte, the Ghanaian vocalist and player of the Kora harp. He was best known internationally for his 1987 hit song, Yeke Yeke. It reached number one in Belgium, Finland, the Netherlands, and Spain. Maury Conte just passed away at 70. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.